This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air, Linda Cohen along with you. The Iron Girl event is an opportunity for women of all ages to come together as a community, to be fit, to be healthy, and to celebrate the joy of living. This year saw the 6th annual Iron Girl event in Syracuse, and here with more on this and to share her own personal experience is Heather Nelson. She's a graduate student in cell and developmental biology at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Heather. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
So first, tell us about this Iron Girl event. What is it, and what's its mission?
The Iron Girl is a sprint triathlon, so you have a swim, bike, and run. It's a shorter version of the Iron Man, and it's basically a way to bring women together and foster the ability of women to compete in these types of events and to finish. And they're very supportive. There's all volunteers. No matter what your fitness level is, they encourage you and try to help you get to the finish line.
So this is a triathlon, and some of our listeners may not understand. Tell us a little bit more about the components of a triathlon in this case.
A triathlon starts with a swim. This one happened to be a 600-meter swim, but there's a range depending on the race you're doing. After you get done with the swim, you immediately get onto your bike and go out for a bike ride. In the Iron Girl, it was a 30K bike ride. And then once you get back from the bike, you hop off and you start running. And in this case, it was a 5K run.
Wow. And I think the very astounding news, and I already knew this before we sat down, is that you had quite a finish here. You ended up as 4th out of how many people?
Yes, there was, I think, a total of just over 1,100 women that competed that day.
And I might add, this was the very first time you did a triathlon.
Yes, it was my first attempt at the triathlon.
Unbelievable. Well, we have a lot more to talk about how you got here, but what prompted you to choose to do this triathlon at this time?
I had always been kind of interested. I had heard of them. I'd seen a little bit about them, and I've always been into activity. I've been a runner since I was probably about 12. The lab I got into, the PI, is really into biking, so he kind of drew me into the biking world.
The PI meaning the principal investigator your laboratory.
Okay. Yeah. So between the running and the biking, I had two components of the triathlon, and I'm always looking for a new challenge as well. So I decided it's time to give one a try. And then the Upstate Women's Health Network was looking for some women from upstate to sponsor for this event, and I decided, what better time?
Wow. So the timing was right, and this challenge was something that was new for you, but you have, as we said, a lot of experience in fitness or in doing physical activity. When you were in high school, or you said at age 12 you started running, what kinds of experiences did you have?
Yeah, my first experience with running was on the track team. I started in 7th grade. I always ran distance on the track team. But I was also active in soccer and basketball throughout school. And even before starting at probably age 10, I started soccer and basketball. So there's a lot of running in those sports, too, that kept me active.
So you really had some good foundation. But how about the swimming? Had you done anything like that?
No. I've always been a weak swimmer. The most swimming I did is at the summers at a little lake or something. But I didn't actually go to swim. I just kind of,
paddled around.
Yeah, dog paddled. So... Yeah. That was the biggest challenge for me.
What made you feel that you could do this? What thought occurred to you that I can do this?
Just my level of activity. I knew I had a strong foundation that would help me to the finish. The biggest thing was I knew I had to work on my swimming, but I've seen myself from beginning to end. I knew I could, if I put myself up to the challenge, I could prepare for it.
It sounds like the kinds of things you've done, though, in your professional life as well as a student, you've devoted yourself toward a certain field, and a certain dedication comes with that. So perhaps that kind of goes together, that kind of determination and
dedication.
Yeah,
I think a large part of it is I tend to have a lot of drive to finish things and to push myself beyond what I think I can do. So,
and what are you doing in cell and developmental biology right now?
I'm working in a lab that's basic research towards looking for a treatment or cure for type 2 diabetes. Basically, we're looking at a proteins that may be involved in regulating insulin secretion.
Wow. And you have how much longer to go with this whole project? I mean, not just the project, but with your education.
I probably have about 2 to 3 years left. I just started my third year, and it's typically 5 to 6 years total.
To finish a doctorate?
Yes.
And then what do you hope to do after that?
I'm really not sure at this point yet. I'm still trying to explore the different areas I could go, whether I want to go into academia or into industry or even a host of other fields. I haven't decided.
But research is the area that you want to remain
part of. Yeah, definitely research.
Be a researcher. If you're just joining us or listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air, I'm Linda Cohen here with graduate student Heather Nelson. She's a recent participant in the 6th annual Iron Woman Triathlon event, and we're talking about the race and her experience. So why is exercise important to you?
For me, exercise is a great way to relieve stress, clear my mind. I spend long hours in the lab, so it's a good way just to get away from that for a little while. For me, it's a lot of fun. I feel a lot better after I do it. It gives me another bounce of energy. So,
do you see, I think you had said to me at one point that there are some people who are less active. You think is there the next generation, maybe because they're so tied to their various electronic devices, and you have some feeling about that in terms of exercise?
I think it seems like a growing issue with less activity among the kids. They're, instead of being as active, like you said, they're kind of tied to the electronics. So I think by setting an example of how fun exercise can be, pull other kids in. I know my nephew is a great example. He loves to come watch me. He actually watched my triathlon and told me he wants to do one now. So I feel like it's setting a good example.
You're a good inspiration there. What about the social aspects? Have you made friends doing this, or do you have friends who are physically very active as well?
Yes, definitely. I've met a lot of people. Coming to Syracuse, I knew nobody, and then I've met a lot of people through both running and through soccer, which I play a few times a week.
What area do you call home? Where did you come from?
I've been in New York, so upstate New York, for about 10 years, but prior to coming to Syracuse, I was in Northville, New York, which is a tiny town in the southern end of the Adirondack Park.
Wow. So would you call yourself a mountain girl?
For part of my time. Previous to that, though, I lived in California, so.
Oh, wow. So you've been on both coasts, so to speak. How do you stay in shape? What do you do to stay in shape on a regular basis?
I run just about every day, typically in the morning before coming into lab. I'll get a run in. Usually in the weekdays, it's just 3 to 4 miles. Occasionally, I'll do one after lab as well.
Do you do this year-round?
Yes.
Wow. So
I'm a little worse about it in the winter because it's super cold, but I typically move to going after lab once it gets to be really cold because it's a little warmer then. Mm-hmm.
And so you run once or twice a day. That's pretty intense. And do you also do other activities?
Yeah, I also bike to and from the lab most of the year. And then, like, I've started to, instead of going just straight home and straight to the lab, just a direct route, I'll try to kind of wander around to lengthen my ride a little bit because a direct route's only about 3 miles.
How about playing sports? Is that something that you continue to do? I know you mentioned that you were doing that as a younger person.
Yes, I still play soccer. I haven't played basketball in a while, but I play soccer 2 to 3 times a week in some indoor leagues in the area.
And do you need to do that? I mean, are you planning or are you thinking about continuing this kind of triathlon activity or running races? I mean, is this something that you see as a really big part of your extracurricular life?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to keep with it. And now that I know how fun a triathlon is, I'm planning to do more. I already just signed up for one. September 20th will be my second triathlon. And then next year I want to repeat the Iron Girl and perhaps maybe some longer ones.
Wow. Do you do strength training as well? Is that an important piece, do you think, for most people?
I think it is an important piece. I don't do it nearly as much as I should, though. For me, that's not quite as fun as getting out there running or playing soccer, but it's definitely important as an athlete to have muscles to support your endurance, so it's something I try to work on.
What did you do specifically to get ready for the Iron Girl? It sounds like you had, the running was kind of natural, the biking was natural. Tell us a little bit more about the training regimen you set up, though, or how someone might approach that kind of a training regimen.
I guess it depends on where your strengths and weaknesses are. For me, my weakness was the swim, so I started going to the pool at the CAB almost every
day.
That's
the campus activities building here at Upstate Medical University, right?
Yep, correct. So I I had no former training in swimming, so the best I could do was try to watch some videos online. They're pretty helpful finding form and technique, because I had no idea of the proper form even.
So you literally learned how to swim by watching videos.
Yes.
That's pretty impressive.
It was definitely helpful. I could see a coach that knew what they were doing might even be more beneficial, because they can watch you and tell you what you're doing wrong. But for the time I had, the resources I had, it helped a lot to watch those videos and go to the pool and try to implement those techniques.
So you did that, and did you continue? What was your running regimen during that time to get ready?
I ran about the same that I normally do. It was just a 5K in the Iron Girl, so it wasn't anything longer than I was prepared for. So my running training was about the same.
So take us through the day of the race. I mean, what exactly, where were your challenges? What did it feel like? Take us through. What was it like? You started out with the hardest part. Was that actually a good thing to kind of get through the part that was most difficult?
In retrospect, I think it was nice to get that done and out of the way. I was super nervous leading up to it. I couldn't sleep the night before. And then standing about shin deep in water waiting for the horn to go off for us to start, my stomach was turning. But as soon as I got in that water and started going, it was hard at first. There's so many people right there, so you're getting splashed and kicked. But once you kind of spread out, I forgot that almost that I was in a race per se. I didn't have the nerves quite as hard, and I just swam. I just did what I do in the pool every day. And then once I got out of the water, I was like, okay, I can do this. Biking and running, no problem.
So by then you were kind of over the hump, so to speak?
Yes, that's over the challenge, I think.
Did you have any sense that you were ahead? At what point did you realize that you were doing so well? I mean, that you'd left the field behind?
I really didn't have any idea. It was kind of hard because they send people off in waves based on your age group. I was in the last wave, so there was tons of people in front of me. I didn't know who was in my wave versus who was in waves before me.
I see.
It goes on net time. So I passed a lot of people on the bike and run both, but I didn't know where I stood as far as net time.
So it was a little bit like personal best in a sense. I mean, you were doing the very best you could, and then that net time was added up, and that's where you fell.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, in some ways, that's a very interesting way to run a race, rather than having people kind of nipping at your heels kind of thing. You're really working against yourself, so to speak, or with yourself.
Yeah.
Very cool. So what were the best parts of the whole thing? What did it feel like when you kind of got to the finish line and finished?
My biggest memory about the finish line is just about 100 meters before, there was a big group of females ahead of me, and there was a volunteer that saw me kind of trying to go a little faster, so he yelled to me, "Catch them all," and that really just gave me the encouragement to sprint, and sure enough, I caught them all right at the finish, so.
Incredible. Well, it's such a great story, and I want to thank you so much for coming in. In the little bit of time we have left, what advice would you give to somebody who's considering this kind of an experience?
I'd say go for it. Do what you can. There's going to be people there to help you make it. And doesn't matter if you're first or last. If you finish, that's great.
The finish is the point.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Heather. My guest has been Heather Nelson. She's a graduate student in the School of Cell and Developmental Biology at Upstate Medical University and a close to winner, a fourth place in the Iron Girl, 6th Annual Iron Woman Triathlon event here in Syracuse. Thanks again for coming in.
Yes, thanks for having me.
I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.